This is David Klein. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky on the 3rd of August. And if you could just introduce yourself, that would be wonderful.
I'm Deanna Tinsley. Anything
and,
else?
Yeah. And most recent position here before you retired?
Recently retired. In fact, just 1 month ago as assistant superintendent for elementary schools, Jefferson County Public Schools.
Wonderful. And if you could just tell me where you were born and where you were raised.
Actually, I was born in Rushville, Indiana. But I left there at a very early age and have been a Louisvillian just about all of my life. Have lived in segregated Louisville and integrated Louisville, and have attended segregated schools, integrated schools in the city. As a matter of fact, my class integrated the junior high school, I think, in 1954. Great experience. I've been with Jefferson County Public Schools for 37 and a half years. But initially, when I graduated from college, I went to the system as a fifth grade teacher. Stayed there 1 year and then worked with Upward Bound at the University of Louisville for 2 years. Returned to the district as a teacher, elementary school teacher, and then as a staff development trainer with the Upward Bound program. Went on to teach again, and then worked as a principal for 18 years.
Oh, yeah.
And after the principalship worked.
Which school was that?
I was at Atkinson Elementary School, an impoverished neighborhood. Interesting school, and then left there and went to Norton Elementary School in the suburbs, and was there for 12 years. Following that, I became the director of elementary student assignment, which was a great job for 6 years, where I worked with elementary schools to maintain the DSEG guidelines for the district, mm-hmm. and then the last 3 years as assistant soup for elementary schools.
Great. So I'll just go back a little bit to how old were you when you first moved to Louisville?
Oh, I must have been two.
Okay. And you have brothers and sisters?
Or? I do. I have two sisters and a brother, a sister who lives in New York City and who works with a nonprofit agency, a sister here who retired after 27 years as a police officer, who is now in the sheriff's department.
Oh, boy. I'm just going to put this on pause because we're getting a phone call here.
That may be Raul.
Is that 502? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Deanna. Hi. Good. How are you? Okay. That's all right. Okay. I realized I needed your work number, the office number, but luckily you were home. But I'm talking to a gentleman who really needs to talk with you, I think. His name is David Klein from UNC, and he's working on the Southern Oral History Program for Civil Rights, and it's called, the project is called the Long Civil Rights Movement, the South since the 1960s. But he will be here for another day or so, and I didn't want him to miss meeting you. So I'd like to introduce you by phone. All right. Okay, David Klein. That's Raul.
Great. Mr. Cunningham? Mm-hmm. Mr. Cunningham. Hello. Hi. I'm doing great. Thank you. So you got a little bit about what I'm doing here. Just another couple of days left in town, but would love to meet you if possible. What we're doing is this oral history project, trying to get down some on tape some of the stories of civil rights history in Louisville. And I've been mostly looking at the desegregation of the public school system. Do you have any time available next couple days? Okay, well, how about tomorrow afternoon? I'm free. Okay. Thursday, right? I'm going to be here Friday. I've got a pretty busy day already Friday, but might be able to squeeze something in. Yeah, possibly. Great. Okay, great. So just to give me a ring, that would be great. The number that you just called is really the best way, our only way, to reach me right now. It's my cell phone number, so I'll have that with me. And great, maybe we can we'll go from there. Plan a time that will work for you. Good. I appreciate it. Okay. No, I've got a car, so I can come wherever's good for you. Very good. I'll speak with you then. I will. Okay.
Well, thank you, darling. Okay. I'm back. Great political organizer. I tell you who he's worked with carefully, just real closely over the years, has been Joe.